Human Strong, presented in partnership with Bayridge Counseling Centers. And now, this week's conversation.
And joining us today from Bayridge Counseling Centers is Nicole Callender. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming back and joining us. And tell us about Human Strong. This is a platform that we're discussing with emotions and anger. We've been talking about stress management. And tell us more about Human Strong.
Well, Bayridge Counseling Centers decided that there's a lot of people who aren't quite sure about what therapy is, or, you know, maybe they just need information on certain topics. So they've created Human Strong, which is a website that has free workshops that were offered by our therapists at Bayridge. So there's an eclectic amount of topics and that you can choose from, but it's free and you just have to sign up for a free account.
Well, and talking about stress and coping mechanisms and anxiety and everything we've discussed, the season is coming up. It's the season of, well, it's a lot of things. There's joy, there's happy, there's family, but there's also a lot of stress. And how do we cope with the stress of the season?
Well, the season has a lot of overindulging. There's overeating, overdrinking, overspending. It's quite hard for a lot of people. Even like having to see people so much throughout the holidays causes anxiety for a lot of people. So keep it simple, set some boundaries. You don't have to celebrate the same way that everybody else is celebrating. You can do it in small doses. You don't have to buy gifts to show people that you care. If you're alone, there's some people that are very lonely during the season. I recommend going to connect with others that are in the same situation, or even volunteering. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities right now. I can go on and on probably, but if you are overwhelmed and you are visiting and you decide to accept those invitations, you can find a quiet place and just kind of give yourself a timeout too, and that's just as acceptable. So
excellent. And by going to bayridgecounselingcenters.ca, is that another step or another way that we can reach out and perhaps find some coping mechanisms for the stressful times?
Absolutely. Especially this time of year. It's not just the season. This time of year, seasonal affective disorder is a big thing because it's dark all the time and there is a lot going on at this time of year. So if you do find yourself sad or anxious for a long period of time, I do recommend reaching out to somebody. Bayridge Counseling Center has a lot of different therapists that specialize in different things. So absolutely, if you go to our website, all our contact information is there.
And so, as you said, it's not necessarily the holiday season, but the actual season where it's darker, it's colder, it's gray. And a lot of us, even the happiest among us, can feel a little bit down just because it's Canada and it's winter. And what are some other ways where people, if they are feeling, like you said, lonely or vulnerable or just feeling that extra anxiety for the season, how else can they reach out and cope?
Well, like I said, to reach out to a therapist to talk, and they can give you some coping mechanisms for anxiety. Doing some, meditation and body scan to help you sleep better. There's even lights you can buy with the vitamin D lights that will help give you that vitamin D that we're lacking in the wintertime. But really, I would probably suggest, if you can, to connect with others, especially so that you're not alone and you're not by yourself and hibernating throughout this season.
We're speaking with Nicole Callender. She's a therapist at Bayridge Counseling Centers. And you can get more information by going to their website, bayridgecounselingcenters.ca, and also humanstrong.ca, and that's a good resource as well.
Absolutely. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of free programs for all different topics, and it's a good way to actually kind of understand what maybe you might be feeling or what you may be having issues with, and it's a good segue into getting that support you may need.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Nicole Callender from the Bayridge Counseling Centers.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Human Strong. Remember, we're all in this together. We are Human Strong.